Hey, everybody, what's up? This your girl Yasmin Nicole, and welcome back to the Geeky Natural Mom podcast. Welcome back to the fortress. Still being consistent. I wanted to talk about something that I wanted to talk about in a long, like for the longest. Somebody reached out to me, asked me to talk about the same topic, and I kind of avoided it, and I didn't really like want to at the time, but I feel like now would be the perfect time to talk about it. I wanted to talk about dating today and being a single mom and actually dating. I'm just gonna start off by saying, like, dating, like, now it's so fucking hard, like trying to figure out like what a person's intentions are, and are they really for you, like what do you want from me? And I mean, I haven't been out there for that long, cuz like it took me a minute to actually date or go dating, because like, you know, I have to play a lot of factors into my situation. You know, there's children involved, and I just come with a lot, like my, you know, the children's diagnosis, like my mental health, you know, like I come with a lot, like a lot of baggage, you know. And I try not to put baggage on other people. So like I really had to figure out, you know, myself and what I really wanted, you know, in a person. And I think I'm still trying to figure that out. Like, I don't want to feel like when I was dating, like in my like early 20s, like I was dating more for comfort. And I don't want to feel like I'm, you know, I'm dating someone or being with someone for comfort. And I kind of, like, honestly, I kind of feel like I'm kind of going back in that direction. And I don't know why. I mean, I know what I want. Like, I know my worth. I know, you know, I gotta pause for a second, cause like I'm like really thinking about this shit right now, and like experiences I've had with like being in relationships, I can write a book about it. Like, seriously, with my ex, like it was so toxic. It was so like draining. And I don't want to feel like I'm bashing him, even though he kind of deserves it. But like, I'm just going to be the bigger person. But it was so toxic. And I've been in like a few toxic relationships, I'm not going to lie. Like, this one relationship I was in, like, this guy was a complete asshole. Like, just the stuff he did, and he kind of like put my life in danger. And like, I honestly, I thought I wasn't gonna come back from that. And you know, being in that situation, you know, dating that guy, I should have known better, you know, being in, you know, in this situation, you know, with my ex, and you know, now children involved, and like, you know, he has to be a part of my life for the rest of my life, even though I don't want him to be. Like, he's gonna be in my life for the rest of my life. And I should have, like, looking at everything now, I should have known better. But it was like meant for me to go through those situations, and now I have closure with those situations, and I'm open to like talk about them and like kind of releasing it Cause like I never told anyone about like that ex, that I've been with and kind of put my life in danger. And I feel like I don't even want to like get into that. That's gonna be like a whole that's a whole nother topic within itself. But and while I was going through all these things, I was thinking like, is it me? Like, is it me in a situation? Like, is it, am I causing this? Like, pretty much faulting myself and like, every relationship that I've been in. And when I mean relationship, I mean like serious relationships. Like I've dated people, but then I've been in like serious relationships. Like I've been, well, I was with my ex for like 7 years, and then the guy that I was engaged to, like we dated for like a year or two, and so on and so forth. But like I always been a relationship person, and I never accepted that until probably now, like this very second. Like I always been a relationship person. I think it was more so the fear of being alone, and I never grasped that point of me like saying, okay, it's okay to be alone, and it's okay to be by yourself, and it's okay to have growth and figure out who I am. Like it's just been like consistent relationships throughout like my dating experience, and I feel like I should really take time out to figure out who I am. And I've been doing that, like a lot of self-discovery and just basically figuring shit out. Like I feel, you know who I feel like right now? I feel like Issa from Insecure. Like everything that she went through this season, like I'm kind of going through it myself, like kind trying to figure out like where I want to be in my life, and what relationship would be best for me, and not really accepting, like being 30 and having growth and all that. So like I feel like I'm going through that right now, and like it's really tough. And I'm thinking about something that I posted not too long ago about people coming to your life and they're there for a reason, and they're there to, teach you your best self, so you know that you can be your best self. And like with all those situations I had, dating people, they all taught me something. They all show me something of how I can be a better me. From this last relationship, like I felt so numb. You know what I'm saying? Like I've always felt numb just due to situations, but like I've always felt numb to the point where like I just don't feel shit. Like I just don't feel nothing. And like I'm so good at holding in my emotions and shielding my emotions, because I guess that's always been the person that I am. Like I try to like open up, and I try, like I'm gonna just say this, like I appreciate having this podcast and I can be open, and it feels like I'm talking to my best friend, or I'm venting to somebody I really care about, or speaking to a therapist. I can really say how I feel. And I'm just like I'm at a loss for words, and I need to really just tell myself, like, I don't need someone to be happy. Like, I don't need to be in a relationship all the time. Like, I don't need to seek comfort in somebody, because I feel like it's gonna fill that void that I'm trying to fill. And like I've said this before about, I need to remember what episodes I'll be saying stuff on, but I remember saying about that before, like I tried to fill voids like after my mom died of comfort and like, you know, and alcohol and being out on the streets and hanging with people I shouldn't be hanging with and just finding comfort and stuff, knowing that, you know, it's not me. And I just feel like I'm bigger than that. Like I'm more aware of my feelings than I was before. Like like I said, I always kept my feelings inside and I always kept my feelings to myself. And like now, you know, I'm letting myself feel vulnerable and kind of letting my guard down with people and, you know, actually showing emotion. 'Cause like I can, you know, like I'm the calmest person like you'll ever meet. Like I'm so calm. Like you can tell me someone died and I can be like just calm. And some people think that's weird. And like it's just when you've been through so much, like you just know how to shield your emotions, and you can't just like, it'll take me a lot to like really piss me off. It'll take me a lot to like really snap. And I had to let myself be vulnerable, and I had to let myself be honest with myself. I think that being honest with myself, that'll keep the growth. It'll keep the growth coming. I'm sorry. Like I'm just like my mind is like so frazzled right now, and like I had what I wanted to say out, and it's just like I want to say what I have written out, but then I also want to say what's on my mind. So I'm just gonna do both. Because I feel like I owe that to y'all. Like I'm always open about situations and I'm always open about my life. So I feel like I owe that to y'all. But I really think that, you know, with relationships and dating, like the people that hurt you or the people that, you know, we're only supposed to be there for a season, you know, for a minute. Like we took all that for granted. We shouldn't be angry at them for, you know, whatever hurt they have or point the finger at them, because they taught us something. And I appreciate every person that came into my life, good, bad, indifferent, really fucked up. Like I really like appreciate them for showing me something about myself. And I hope that as people, we can grow and see things from a different perspective when we get out, like be out of relationships and be in like really fucked up situations. We see the bigger picture in these situations. So like that's where I'm at right now. I'm really it's happening again. I really felt like recently, I really felt like I had feelings for someone, and they didn't feel the same way about me. And like, I was so mad, I was so in my feelings, and I was like real distraught, because like, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a person that really show feelings. So like, when they said that, I was like, wow, I'm really sitting here and I'm really being open, I'm really being honest, and I'm really, putting my feelings out there. And every time I do that, I get crushed. So like, when I really like sat back and really thought about what I was saying and what they were saying, it was just like, all right, well, I can't be mad at them for being honest. I appreciate their honesty. I appreciate them even taking the time out to date me, because I'm a fucking wreck. I'm really a fucking wreck. Like, I'm not even gonna, like, y'all think I'm this positive person all the time. I'm really a fucking wreck. Like, I'm not lying to y'all. But like, we need to appreciate our time with people and really see what they're there for. So like, there's no hard feelings about the situation. It's no, I have no hate toward this person. Like, I still really care for this person, and like, I hope that our friendship can grow into something, something bigger. Like, when I wrote down my the things I wanted to manifest, I wanted to, like, I'm like jumbling on words now. When I wrote down like the things I wanted to manifest, I wrote that I wanted to be stronger in relationships, if any, but friendships, relationships, like, I wanted to grow in that, like, see who's really in my corner, like, who's really like riding for me. Like, my loyalty to, like, if you rocking with me, like, I'm rocking with you to the end. Like, that's the type of loyal person I am. So if I know that and I see that, then okay, cool. But like, I feel like God is showing me who's really there and who really isn't. And I have to seek it and see it for myself, because people can be there and say that they're there for you, and they can be a wolf in sheep's clothing. So, you gotta be careful in those situations. And I had a hard time trusting people. So like, for me to like actually start like dating again and actually start to like trust people, like, that took a lot, because I didn't trust no one, like, at all. So for me to even sit there and tell someone like, yo, I really trust you, and like really mean that, like, that was the growth within itself. And even if they didn't trust me back, for example, even if they didn't trust me back, like, or they didn't really care about what I was saying, like, just for them to actually, like, just for me to say that, it was just like, wow. Like, 2 years ago, I wouldn't been able to say that. A year ago, I wouldn't be able to say that. A year ago, I wouldn't be able to date. A year ago, I wouldn't be doing this or doing that. Like, I was so distraught and so out of whack. Like, I didn't know who I was anymore. And when I talked to people about like the situation that I was in as far as my ex, it was like we already knew. It was like, we already knew. You weren't who you always been. So for them to already see it, and I didn't see it because I was so blinded by his lies and, the stuff that he did. Like, it was just like a shock. Like, how could I not see it? And you know what? The signs were there. And I wasn't even thinking about the signs because I was looking for that comfort. Like, at the time we started dating, like, I, like, my mom probably, like, just probably, I'll say, like, months down the line, my mom passed, and no, probably longer than that, a year. I don't know, but a little bit of time passed, and he was saying the right things, and he was nice looking, and I was like, my loins is on fire, like, yeah, you know what I mean? But I didn't see the signs, and I didn't want to see him at the time. It's just like, yo, this dude really rocking with me, and I'm rocking with him. I'm riding for him, riding on some ride or die stuff. Like, that's the type of time I was on with this dude. And as the year, like, we had a break. Like, when it really got bad, like, we had a break. I was dating somebody else. I got engaged, and that fell through. Like, he got cold feet, so he was pleading to me, like, look, listen, I'm sorry, everything happened, please give me a chance. And I'm a believer that you give people second chances. I'm thinking, like, okay, maybe he changed, and he didn't change. And I don't know how, again, I didn't see that, but some things were just meant to happen at that time, at that re at that moment. And I don't regret any of it because I wouldn't be who I am right now. I probably wouldn't be here right now if I didn't go through that. If my children didn't see me go through that, because that made them stronger. And when I seen that with them, within them, that they were stronger, then I had to be stronger and I had to get out. And, like, I appreciate my kids so much because they've been patient with me through everything. They've been patient with me when I was really depressed, when I was low, when I didn't want to get up, when I didn't want to do anything. Like, they were like, it was just like they knew. Like, they were just so patient with me. And to this day, like, Thomas would just come out of the blue and just hug me and just hold me, like he felt that, like, he it's like he's saying, Mom, I understand. And I'm trying not to cry, and I just want to be that strong person that they see me as. And being in that situation, like, I couldn't be in it much longer. And again, no hard feelings towards him, even though he's still acting the way he act. Like, it's no hard feelings towards him either. Like, I gotta move on with my life. I gotta have closure. I gotta just keep pushing to be what my kids want me to be, and it's that strong rock form, and that's all I can be. Like, moments with people always stay with you if you let them, or if they really meant something to you. So all those bad moments that I've had, I let them stay with me. And the good moments, I should have held on to. But then the bad moments made me feel like, yeah, if I can deal with this, then I can deal with anything. I don't know if y'all ever seen this this picture of or this meme of Britney Spears, and it says I actually have it on my wall, and it says if Britney made it through 2007, you can make it through today. And I live by that because like Britney went through a lot that year, and I feel like if we went through so much stuff and we made it out and we thriving and we living our best life, we can make it through anything. So like again, I can't get mad at anyone at any point in my life, 'cause that helped with my growth now and me still growing as a woman, as a mother, as a person, period. So like now with dating, like I still wanna like put myself out there. Not that much though, 'cause like I don't really have time to like really put myself out there like that. But I feel like it would be hard because how do I know if like just dating is just weird in general. Like you don't want to come off cheesy, and then like people got so many standards and pet peeves, and then now it's just all this side chick stuff and side dude stuff. Like I don't want to be a part of that. Like excuse me, like I got kids, dog. Like I can't be a part of your little side fling or whatever. Like, and I was anti-marriage, like forever, and I've said this before, like I've been anti-marriage forever. Then ever like even with that with my engagement, like I was just like anti-marriage. But like really putting things in perspective, like I do want that someday. Like I do want to find my soulmate if if that's in the cards for me. I want them to accept me for my flaws, accept me for what I believe in, what I stand for being a mess half the time, accepting my children. That's like the big thing for me, accepting my children and accepting me not giving you all the time because my time is reflected on my children. And some men feel like, oh, have more time for me. And that's not the case in my situation. My kids require my time, my patience, and my attention. And I can't draw that away from them. I refuse to. So I can't, like, it's so hard trying to be a single parent and of three rather and dating someone and they meet your child or your children and then your children get attached. Like that's the worst part. Your children get attached and then it's like an ongoing cycle. And I'm very honest with my, well, yeah, I'm with my kids, but the boys don't really understand, but Maya, like I'm very honest with about everything. Like I tell her everything about, dating, who I'm dating, or if I'm like interested in somebody, like I owe her that. Like I'm not talking to her like I'm a girlfriend, but I'm sharing my experience with her so she would know how not to make those mistakes or not to even go in that direction. And Maya is pretty bright. Like she'll give me advice on situations and see things from her perspective. So and you don't really expect that from a 10-year-old kid, right? So like I'm very honest with her about everything. I try not to sugarcoat things, or I'm not gonna say I'm brutally honest, but I'm very open about everything, and I think that plays a big role in dating. It plays a big role in just like parenting, period. Being honest with your children, and you know, not being afraid to express your feelings and talking about things and stuff like that. Like, I feel like I owe that to her, because you know, we're having a bond, and we're, you know, that makes our bond stronger, and that'll make us stronger, you know, as women. So like, I don't mind not all the details, but like the main important details of things. But yeah, those things play like a key factor with dating, and I'm scared. Like, I'm really scared. I'm really scared to like put my feelings out there, because I've done it, and it sucks being crushed. And I'm optimistic, but then I'm like, okay, I know the reality of these situations. So I think more so dating shouldn't be like your main factor when it comes to the aspects of your life, because it's other things that you need to worry about. But like, I don't know, dating has never been like this main thing for me. It was just more so like, if I wanted to shoot my shot with somebody, I'm going to shoot my shot with somebody. Or like, if somebody approached me, like, okay, I'm approachable. So I'm just like, all right, cool. Like, so I think that not even just me, just us in general, I think that we constantly try to put up this facade of who we are, and not really owning and accepting the true us, if that makes sense. Just really opening up and being honest with people about everything. I'm big on honesty. I'm big on trust. I'm big on consistency, loyalty. I'm just not with the nut stuff. Like, I'm just not with that nutty stuff. Like, I just, all those things I just said, and I want someone that's God-fearing. I want someone that has the same goals, the same ambition. Well, it don't have to be the same goals, but, you know, they have goals. They have ambition. They have, sometimes they need to set me straight. Like, that has to match the same, you know, as I have to do. Like, so just that, you know, for you people that's out there dating, single moms or widows, like, you know, just take your time. And just people in general that's dating, like, just take your time. Like, figure out yourself. Figure out who you are first before you even get into a relationship, period. Just figure out who you are, what your worth is, what you want, and what your goals are for being in a relationship. And if being in a relationship is something that you really want at the time, like, you gotta start being honest with ourselves. And I think that is it for me, because I feel like if I keep going, I'm gonna cry. And I just wanted to, it was more of me venting in this episode about stuff that's been on my mind for a while now. And I feel like I can express that to y'all, and that's what I did. So that's pretty much it. I appreciate the love and support. I appreciate all the positive feedback. Like y'all been amazing to me. Like, please support the channel. This is not YouTube. Please support the podcast. Support my YouTube channel too, because videos is coming. We working over here. We creating over here. You know, I'm getting my niche back. So support. Just support. Please. Just support anyone that's doing something positive. Like, seriously. But I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Take care of each other. Peace and love.